Beautiful weather for the Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure, which I will be emceeing tomorrow, and plenty of time for you to get to the Race for the Cure, race, walk, support, and still make it to the Household Hazardous Waste event that is happening tomorrow at the Rivian Automotive Plant. Here to tell us more from the Ecology Action Center, the Grand Poobah, the Head Honcho, Michael Brown. You are out with your volunteer crew setting up today. How long will that take you?
Well, we got equipment being dropped off by various event partners throughout the day, so we'll probably be here most of the day getting things all perfectly set up so we can accommodate, 2,000 or more cars to come through, but it's a beautiful day to do it.
Again, the event is tomorrow, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m., and before we go any farther in the list of what you can and cannot bring for this free event, tell me how we're going to get into Rivian Automotive properly for the traffic flow.
Exactly. And so in the past, people who have attended this event out here at the former Mitsubishi, we used to use the front employee parking lots. But we're this time have kind of a special treat. The new owners, Rivian Automotive, wanted to kind of show off the backside of the plant. So we're actually going to be using the test track around back for the traffic for the event, which basically means we're going to enter off of West College Avenue instead of Mitsubishi Motorway. And most importantly, we want people to come from the east. If you come from Wiley Drive, if you come from White Oak, come from, College, from Uptown Normal, that's going to get you in faster and help reduce traffic congestion so everyone's making a right turn into the facility. We don't want anyone coming from the west side, so we don't want people coming from Mitsubishi Motorway, if at all possible.
Are you going to have some fine volunteers wearing orange directing traffic tomorrow?
Absolutely. We're going to have a ton of volunteers. I mean, literally, we have probably 150 to 200 volunteers helping out tomorrow. This is a massive undertaking.
Is it hard to get people to come out and join you, or are they as enthusiastic as we are about dropping off our stuff? Are they that enthusiastic to help? Because this does take a lot of manpower and money.
I think people are pretty interested in helping. They see the value of this. They want to, contribute to this community effort. And so it takes a little bit of time to fill all the slots. But in the end, yeah, I think we have a really good crew of people who are happy to be helping make this happen.
Well, WJBC is privileged to be a sponsor of this every other year event when the finances are possible. It's free to bring your stuff out, but are you accepting donations? Because you didn't make your original fundraising goal.
Right. So we will be taking donations at the event itself. Basically, to just remind people, this is a public-private partnership. The City of Bloomington, Town of Normal, and McLean County are the main funders of this, and that's what makes it a McLean County residents-only event. So essentially, those government entities have put forward $140,000. We tried to raise another $30,000 or so to supplement that, as the whole price tag could be $175,000 or more, depending on the turnout. And so we are getting pretty close to that fundraising goal. But we still do need to raise a little bit more. So, yes, we'll be taking donations here at the event. But yet, it is a donation. It is not a fee. And so we are not going to turn anyone away who does not choose to make a donation.
Let's do this, Michael Brown. Explain where that money goes that you have to fundraise to make this event possible.
Sure. And so the bulk of that really all goes to the contractor that we hire that is here on site, that is the team of chemists with their mobile lab and all these helpers, workers that are pulling stuff out of people's vehicles, bulking it up, transporting it, and then the eventual permanent disposal or storage, in some cases, of these hazardous waste items. Just all this is very labor-intensive. That requires a lot of perpetual monitoring for the ultimate disposal of it. It's all very expensive to do this correct and right and safely. And so the bulk of that money in that budget goes towards that. The rest of it really goes to promotions and supplies and things like that. Actually, even our staff time for this doesn't come out of that budget. It comes out of other funding. And so it really all goes directly towards this event.
The household hazardous waste materials. Those are items that you cannot put into the landfill because they would be toxic, possibly explosive. They would bleed into the water system and cause all kinds of issues. But this is an event where you can take those items. What are the items that are acceptable on that list? And if you can, tell me, Michael, some things you really don't want to see dropped off tomorrow.
Sure. And so we're talking about things that are corrosive, flammable, explosive, or otherwise toxic. And so this is anything from harsh household cleaners, yard care chemicals, mercury-containing items like fluorescent tube lights or CFL light bulbs, automotive fluids, oil-based paints, oil-based anything really just about you know, polyurethane stain, your thinners, your turpentines, anything that's got a really significant warning label on it as a consumer product, it's probably something that, yeah, we are going to try and take here. The limitations, though, we don't want latex paint. People want to get rid of it, but we really don't want it here. It's not hazardous, and people can much more cheaply dispose of it themselves than, you know, adding that to the budget here. If people just dry it out completely, they can safely and legally put it in the trash. And so that's one of the major things that people want to bring out, but we really don't want that here. And as well, we can't take any business-generated waste. By law, the permit that allows us to do this only allows us to take household waste, residential-generated waste.
Okay.
And then there is, again, that limitation that we really only can welcome McLean County residents at this event due to budget limitations.
So that means there may be some people that need to show ID.
Correct. People come prepared to show ID. And it is unfortunate that we can't welcome all of Central Illinois. But if we did, then that $150,000 to $170,000 budget, you know, that could double, triple, or whatnot. And so, yeah, eventually we got to look bigger picture, all of us, in Illinois, since the state isn't reliably providing for hazardous waste collection anymore, you know, how are we as communities going to take care of this issue until the state, you know, resumes that responsibility?
I know a lot of people always have questions about what electronics they can recycle, and the TVs are always confusing. What kind of TVs are you accepting?
Sure, and so, yeah. E-waste, by Illinois law, most electronics are banned from the landfill. They do have to be recycled, and so we'll take most of those electronic items here. So the one tricky item is often the tube-style TVs or monitors, or we refer to them as CRTs, which is a technical abbreviation, but the point being those are the bulky ones that we all used to have before the flat screens came around.
Mm-hmm.
And they are more expensive, more difficult to recycle. And so sometimes it's hard to find a place that will take those. We will be taking them here, but there is a limit on those, and that we're saying only one per household, just so that doesn't in itself really take over the entire budget.
I keep telling my husband that he needs to bring out, he's got a stockpile of used motor oil that I know he could take elsewhere, but if he was going to be going out with some other things to the you know, hazardous household waste disposal, I say you could take it out there. But it comes in kind of a generic bottle that he uses to collect the oil. Do we need to label that before we bring that out?
Yeah, we do. We really want, where at all possible, we want to keep things in their original containers with the original labeling on it. Where we can't, like that waste oil that he drained out of the car, obviously it wasn't in its original container. It's gone, you know, some other places first through the engine. But we do want to label that properly. You just take a piece of masking tape or duct tape, you know, put it on that bottle or whatever, the jar that it's in, and a nice Sharpie marker, and label that, you know, waste motor oil. And so that the team here that we've hired to take care of these materials, they don't have to wonder and take that into their mobile lab and test it to figure out what it is, but rather they already have a very clear indication of what it is.
Again, we're talking with Michael Brown, a grand poobah, as I like to call him, but he's the executive director of the Ecology Action Center. And if you go to their website, ecologyactioncenter.org, you can see the do's and don'ts of the household hazardous waste event that is happening tomorrow in the backside of Rivian Automotive, with all of the volunteers and sponsors, including WJBC, to get rid of the stuff that you can't normally put into the landfill. No tires. There are other places to recycle those. I was really surprised. I never thought about propane tanks or fire extinguishers, but those are on the no-go list.
They are, and yet those are something we really ideally don't want in the landfill either, but we do actually have to just put some limitations on this event, because otherwise, again, that budget would get quite large. And so, yes, any of those pressurized fuel canisters, unfortunately, we can't take here at this event right now. Other things include smoke detectors, which are radioactive, actually. And
really?
Not everybody knows that, yes.
Where do those go, then?
There's a small amount of radioactive element that is important to the functioning of smoke detectors. And actually, so that's something we can't take here. We do have information on that and how you can dispose of those on our website, ecologyactioncenter.org. And the best case scenario is that actually there are mailback programs to companies that will dispose of those properly. The catch being it does cost a little bit of money to do so. So it's best to actually kind of work with your neighborhood or neighborhood association and buy one of these mailback kits and send back a bunch at one time.
I only have two more questions for you, Michael. What was the number one item most commonly brought the last time you had this event 2 years ago?
Sure. By volume, I believe it was oil-based paints and stains and such. I think that was about 44% of the materials that we collected. So yeah, a lot of people still have a lot of old oil paint in their basement or garage, you know, from their home that they just kind of inherited probably when they bought the house, and maybe it even goes back a couple of owners. But yeah, that's something that is very common at these events.
And then my final question is, after we drop things off on the test track out behind Rivian Automotive, do I get to drive the rest of the test track at a really high rate of speed when I'm leaving?
See, and I keep wanting to call it a racetrack myself.
Uh-huh.
Unfortunately, it isn't a racetrack. It's not banked properly, you know. You've seen what a racetrack looks like.
Sure.
So if you actually went fast, you would go sliding right off, and we don't want that to happen. Then we'd have a spill of hazardous waste, you know, from the fuel and gas spilling out of your vehicle when you crash. We really don't want that to happen. Not only the waste, but we don't want you to get hurt.
The event is tomorrow, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Will you have people waiting for you to open the doors, or will it be a last-minute rush?
We do historically have people line up as early as 6 o'clock, which I do want to discourage, because that right there, meaning that we don't open till 8, that means you already got a two-hour wait. And actually, if you just come at some random time during the day, I'm pretty sure your wait is not going to be 2 hours. Last time, in 2015, waits ranged from 10 minutes to 45 minutes, which is all much better than 2 hours. So please do not come early.
And feel free to make a cash, check, or credit card donation while you're there, even though nobody's going to be turned away, because it's a free event. Well, if you're not from McLean County, you'll be turned away. But you should really consider making a donation, because if we can fulfill the needs for this year's event with donations and maybe pad the next event in 2 years, wouldn't that be a wonderful thing? Hey, Michael,
exactly.
I'm up against the clock, and you got to get back to volunteering, because your volunteers are looking at you like, why is he getting spent all the time on the radio while we're hauling stuff out?
It's break time.
A little bit of break time. Thanks for joining me. Learn more at ecologyactioncenter.org.